Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Last night was close. I've been alright. It's sort of weird here in the city. Everyone's just getting on with their lives. Nothing's really changed, but people seem to go back to their old ways. Maybe that's just what Elusians are like now. Docile. No, you're right. If we don't do something about this, nobody will. We've managed to take down a few in the last couple weeks. It's all right, but it's getting tougher. They've been increasing the security around the alarm since we started, and they've got watchers stationed around all of them. It's only a matter of time until one of them gets caught, and you know that I don't plan on it being me. To be honest, I'm not really sure how much further we can take it from this side. How's things on your end? You're gonna have to start letting me in a bit more. I need to know we're on the same team here. No, I haven't seen them yet. We interrupted their broadcast earlier with one of our recruitment messages, telling them to join us here at the rave. Hopefully they come. They seem like the curious kind. Why shouldn't I? What's the point inviting them here if you don't want me to... Are you okay? You're not sounding yourself, Raphael. Fine, it'll just be Leah. I'll just keep an eye on them for now. I should probably get back to the party and have a look around. We've been speaking for too long. Look after yourself and be careful. I don't believe in fate. It's just another thing to lose.
Drink, will you?
You're right.
Fine, just worryingly sober. Any sign of them yet?
Yeah, they just got here a few minutes ago. I think they went back left. The noise might be a bit much for them.
Sweet. Thanks for keeping an eye out.
Make sure to catch my set later. Should be mad.
I'm not sure about this, Leah. What do you mean? You're getting a bit hot, we can take...
No, this place. Why are we here? Why did we get invited to this? That's a bunch of sweaty ravers going mad. Where do we fit in?
I'm not sure, Sue. But whoever these people are wanted us here.
We don't need to worry, do we? I mean, what about last year? Maybe...
Look, if the government wanted to fuck with us again, they wouldn't be sending codes for us to break. They would just turn up at the station and take us away. There's something more to this.
What more?
I guess we'll find out.
I'm gonna message Joni.
What are you doing? You can't have your phone in here. They pretty fucking specific about that.
I'll just send a quick message and turn it off, all right? I don't like this, Leah, and I think Joni should know.
No, turn it off soon. We'll talk to her later. I don't better about this than you do, but let's not anyone off. We don't know these people.
Oh, fine. But it...
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight is the night. You're meant to be here. There are no accidents. Everything is deliberate. There is always a message. Just keep your ears and eyes peeled, all right?
I've got to admit, this place is pretty fucking crazy. Not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I didn't know things like this existed in Eleusia.
I didn't know people sweated like this in Eleusia. It's like fucking raining in here.
Oh, come on! Let loose a little.
This is letting loose, Lee. Just tell my eardrums the same thing.
Susan's eardrums, let a little.
They didn't hear you.
Let loose.
Oh, they said fine. But if one more sweaty boy rubs up against me, they said they're going home and sanitizing.
That sounds like a fair deal.
Such thing here.
Well, isn't that great?
Hey, Sue. This is all getting a bit much. Everyone's getting... I think I need to go some air. I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. Sue's? Shit, Sue's. Sue's.
You're just panicking. Say it with me. This will pass.
I can't.
This will pass. Say it with me. This will pass. This will pass. This
will pass.
Good. Again, this will pass.
This will pass.
Again.
This will pass.
That's good. That's really good. Just keep breathing. Breathe with me, okay? In for three, out for three. Breathe in.
Yeah. Thank you. I just got a little overwhelmed in there.
It can get quite intense. Here, have some of this.
What is it?
It's just water.
Thanks. I'm Leah, by the way.
Epoch.
Epoch. That's an interesting name.
Yeah, maybe I'm an interesting person.
Are you?
Well, you seem interested. So you got our message?
What do you mean?
Our little interruption.
That was you, on the radio.
I was impressed you cracked our code.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
That doesn't matter.
Yes it does. Who the fuck are you?
Leah.
Stop saying my name like you know me. You don't fucking know me.
Well, everyone does, Leah. Leah and Sue's Radio Elucia of Revolutionaries.
Shut up. Everyone's forgotten about what happened last year. Now explain to me.
Maybe others have, but I haven't. You know, it was brave to go up against the government like that.
Stop changing the topic. You interrupted our broadcast. For what? To invite us to some party? I don't believe that for a second, so tell me why I'm here.
My friends and I, we throw raves all over the city. This is just another place where like-minded people can meet and have a good time. Where people can feel free, let loose.
Yeah, well, people let loose, all right.
It's getting harder and harder to have fun in this city. We like to think of ourselves as facilitators, giving the people what they want, giving freedom. Others view us differently. So, we have to find creative ways of reaching out to people we want to, like you.
But why? What makes you think I'm interested in all of this? You interrupted our broadcast on the anniversary of the siege. We were trying to remind people of what happened, that the past shouldn't be forgotten. Instead, all they'll think of is you. That can't be a coincidence.
I was listening to the broadcast. You started talking about when you were imprisoned. And then you just stopped. Why? What were you gonna say?
I'm sorry?
Why didn't you say what happened?
Look, I don't have to explain myself to you.
You don't have to do anything.
Really? Because it doesn't feel like that. What you're asking me is none of your business. I've never even met you before and you're leaving cryptic messages inviting me to warehouse raves, prying into my personal life. What gives you the right, hmm? What do you want from me?
No, I didn't mean for it to come across like that. I just thought maybe that's why you were panicking inside. I thought it might help to talk about it.
What? With the mysterious girl who seems to know everything about me? Yeah, sounds therapeutic. Now, are you going to tell me who the fuck you are, or should I just leave?
It's not that simple. I can't just...
Nice to meet you, Epoch.
Okay, we'll talk.
We can't do it here.
Why not?
I'll explain that, okay? But we'll have to go back inside.
Back into the rave? What if people overhear?
You don't have to worry about that. Will you be okay to go back in?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But no more bullshit or I'm leaving.
On this beat, we'll back down. Don't retreat.
Right.
Don't worry. Just hold back to me. If it all gets a bit much, squeeze my hand and we'll come straight back outside.
Yeah, okay.
Look, we reached out because we thought you could help us. That you might want to help us.
What do you mean? Who are you guys?
We call ourselves the Collective. We formed under the siege last year to keep tabs on the government.
How?
We have people with lots of different skills. Hackers, free runners, forgers, and all other kinds. Together, we infiltrate, steal, and deceive the government to get information. Recently, we made a discovery. The government have been recording the private conversations of everyone. It goes back years. That's why we're talking in here. With the music, it stops them from hearing what we say.
What? How can they do that? After everything they've said, everything they've...
They do whatever they please without giving a fuck about anyone in this city. They're planning on reaching the records of every citizen in Eleusia.
And everyone will get to listen.
The impact it will have will be massive.
But what do you plan to do?
We don't know, but there's not enough of us to stop them at the moment. We needed to recruit.
So you thought of me and Sue?
We were looking for anyone with the ability to help.
The broadcast, it was for...
Everyone you see in here is either in the Collective or a prospect. We were looking for bright young minds to join us. And as you can see, there's quite a few in Eleusia. But we have
looked up quite well.
That's why we broadcast on your station. We were looking for people who share your ideals,
your spirit, your fight.
I never knew so many people felt this way.
Yeah, well, it's easy to miss the flowers when the garden's covered in weeds.
Fuck. I should tell Suze. She should...
No, you can't for now. I shouldn't have even told you. There's too much at stake.
But she's my best friend. I need...
Look, there's something I haven't told you. We've been looking for Aya. We don't know where he is. But we've been getting information which might be interesting. No one can know about this, okay?
What do you mean? How do you know
that?
We met in the bunkers.
He needs equipment
he couldn't get his hands on. Things that aren't permitted in Eleusia.
At the time,
I knew a few people who dealt in that kind of stuff, so we helped each other out.
Wait, why should I believe any of this? I never even mentioned you, not once. Now I'm meant to believe that you knew that you're looking for it.
Well, yeah.
This is bullshit.
Why would I lie?
I mean,
how would that help me in any way?
Fine, then prove it.
How the fuck am I meant to do that? I can't just call the guy up, Leah.
Well, you better find a way, Epoch. Otherwise, I'm out this door and you'll never see me again. See ya.
His desk chair. Brown leather, all cut up on the left part of the seat. His desk has a short leg. We popped it up with those fucking everyday Eleusia tabloids.
All that lovely
wiring was stolen from some posh family in Sector 1. The microphone was from a karaoke bar. And the view through those dirt-encrusted windows?
Oh, I didn't have anything to do with that.
That was the only part that didn't need fixing.
You've been there.
I built it.
Now do you believe me?
But it hasn't been the same since you left. I haven't been the same. Where do you think he is? Do you have any...
We're not sure, but we're looking.
Look, you must promise me you won't tell a soul about this.
I can't promise you that. Suze, Joni, they'd be heartbroken if they
found out
I kept this from them. Maybe they can help. I mean, Joni has been looking for...
Joni is exactly why this has to be a secret.
She can't be trusted with this information at the moment.
What? Why can't she be trusted? Joni has always been there for me, and...
It's not like that. I get that she's been there for you in the past, but things are different now. She works for the government, for fuck's sake. Maybe her intentions are good, but that doesn't change the fact that if anyone overhears her conversations, we're all dead. They'll be monitoring her closely. It's just not a risk we can take right now.
She has been acting funny since she started working at the courthouse. Well, what about Sue's?
I understand she's your best friend and you call her everything, but this has got to be the exception. Sue's and Joni have gotten much closer over the last year, and we can't be certain that Sue's wouldn't tell her. You know what she's like.
Not as well as you do, apparently.
Look, I'm sure there will come a time when we can tell the both of them. When it's safe to. But I'm asking you, just for now, to keep quiet about this. For Raphael's sake.
This is a lot more than I was expecting tonight.
I know.
Shit. And now I've got to just go home and pretend like this never happened.
That's not true. You can still talk to me.
What's going on?
Shit.
I haven't heard alarms like this since. Epoch, why are there so many?
We need to get out of here now or we're both fucked.
You've been listening to Radio Elusia, a Boundless podcast production. The Collective was written by Jack Donahue. The episode was directed by Rob Drummer. Original music and sound design by Father. Additional music and lyrics by Amanita Francis. The series associate director is Robert Awasusi. In this episode, you were listening to Amanita Francis as Lenses, Mary Malone as Epoch, Valerie Van Sobeke as Leah, and Chantal Amon as Suze. The episode was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Father, and commissioned and produced by Boundless Theatre. Producer Ina Van Riet. Sound supervisor Kieran Wolfson. Sound assistant Doug Templeton. If you're a fan of the show, check out Radio Elusia on social. Follow Boundless Theatre at Boundless Abound and learn more about the company by visiting boundlesstheatre.org.uk. You can support the show on Patreon by following the link in the show notes. Radio Elusia is part of Welcome to Elusia, an extended universe project co-funded by the Creative Europe programme of the European Union.